Hello, this is a podcast by Saskia, Jan and Leonie. We're going to talk about the presidential election next year. The main focus of this podcast will lie on the candidates' proposals for environmental and immigration policies.
Have you heard that Trump recently blamed the wildfires in California on bad forest management instead of causes of climate change?
What? So he's still not seeing the real reasons for natural disasters?
Apparently not. Either he still believes that it's a hoax or he simply doesn't care. Which is especially weird considering that climate change is such an important topic currently.
I mean, he's not the only one who doesn't think that climate change is human-made. For example, Trump's Republican contender Joe Walsh says that the science behind climate change is not definite, and he always wants to put economic interests first.
This is a very typical opinion within the Republican Party. Mark Sanford, another one of their contenders, sees climate change and its threat on some level, but doesn't acknowledge that he or anybody else needs to be punished for bad ecological behavior. For example, too high CO2 emissions.
It is bad enough that those people do not take it seriously enough. Trump, however, takes it a step further. All he cares about is business and numbers, since he wants to sell the already conventional and established American energy instead of further developing clean and renewable energy.
And still most of the American citizens favor him and want him to be president from 2020 on again?
Apparently. It is curious that somebody who openly admits to being ignorant about such pressing issues is still so popular. You would think that it should decrease his popularity, especially considering that he openly shares all of those views on social media for everyone to see.
You're right. It's not him who suffers from that. Those who try to challenge him as a Republican candidate have suffered from very few supporters. For example, Mark Sanford wanted to give a speech in Philadelphia and only one person showed up. And also, I'm not sure if the fact that he openly shares his private life on social media is an advantage or a disadvantage for his campaign. For example, he broadly shared his divorce and wrote a Facebook post that was 2,300 words long on why he decided to call off his new engagement with his affair. Even New York Times reported about that.
The candidates need to make sure that their private issues don't overshadow the political debate. The Republican Joe Biden made use of social media in a very different way than Mark Sanford. He uploaded a video on YouTube to show the people what he plans to change in the environmental policy. By making use of this social platform, he addresses many young people, which could make him win voters. In his plans, he focuses on climate change and what needs to be done to make the US emission-free by 2050. But by creating new jobs to reach those goals, he also doesn't forget about the American economy.
So does Bernie Sanders. He sees the immediate threat of climate change and that we have to act now in order to save our environment. Opposed to Trump, he is convinced that these problems that we encounter are human-made. Sanders really supports the science here, the National Climate Assessment. He has been trying to save the climate for over 5 years now, while others only started recently.
Andrew Yang represents a very similar point of view. To him, climate change is a very serious threat that needs to be prioritized. His goal is to achieve net zero emissions by 2049 to combat climate change. To achieve this goal, he has devised an entire climate change plan, which follows a basic set of 5 main points. This plan includes aspects like supporting the research on removing carbon from the atmosphere, cooling the planet, and rejuvenating ecosystems.
Well, I would definitely say that all 3 Democratic candidates meant the general public opinion that is currently arising.
Do you think so? I mean, it would be the best case scenario as action to save climate is very much needed and the urgency to act is steadily increasing. But I also see that most of the Americans follow Trump and thus think that the threat is not human-made.
I agree with you and think that this is really alarming. However, the real shift in society considering climate change only arose in the last year, so I really hope that at least some of Trump's voters will come to their good senses and vote for a politician who aspires to serious changes in environmental policy.
The problem is that climate change isn't the only issue. Take a look at immigration policies, for example. His past promises, such as building a wall and deporting the, as he calls them, illegal aliens, still didn't scare his supporters away. This is only one occasion of him discriminating certain groups of people. He has also made some rather sexist remarks, for example the well-known grab 'em right by the pussy incident, and his views really haven't changed since then. After repeatedly being discriminating towards all kinds of people, it is odd to see that he still has such a huge following.
Oh, this makes me really angry, that he's so successful by being such a racist. But unfortunately, he's not the only one. For example, Mark Sanford thinks he had the idea of building a wall first and thus supports Trump in his projects. One can see that there are people who have similar mindset, and that's why one shouldn't expect Trump supporters to change their minds. Although I cannot understand the sentiment.
Absolutely. It's technically this narrow mindset where people feel threatened by anything foreign, thus feeling the compulsive need to protect themselves and their homeland. And if someone like Trump openly talks about these fears and addresses them, it is only natural that he gains a huge following of exactly those people he tries to reach, because they finally feel like someone understands them, I guess.
I think this is an issue that can get very dangerous. Trump and those who use such populist and polarizing language gain a lot of supporters and answer fears that some people encounter.
But the opposite of polarizing language, vague language, is a problem too. Joe Walsh, one of Trump's biggest opponents within the Republican Party, only makes use of this non-specific language. Considering immigration, he says that all asylum claims should be heard and dealt with quickly, but he does not make any specific proposals. Due to someone like Walsh, it's hard to persuade voters of another Republican candidate than Trump.
Even if it was possible to convince them, it would still be a candidate who's either too vague or has similar views to the views Trump represents. I would be interested in whether it is possible for the Democrats to persuade Trump's followers to support them instead, since their views are pretty much the exact opposite.
Well, on one hand, there's Joe Biden, who wants to address the root causes of why people are coming across the border from Central America in the first place. But since he knows that he won't be able to change that immediately, he wants to make sure that the US has the capacity to take those people in and keep them safe.
Bernie Sanders chooses a very similar opinion. He thinks of the US as a nation of immigrants and thus wants support, for example, those 11 million people who aren't legalized yet by fastening asylum processes through new judges. Opposed to Trump, he stands against building a wall but sees the urgency of protecting borders. He speaks out, with him being a child of a former immigrant against discrimination.
Andrew Yang has also pretty much the same opinion on this issue. He wants to introduce a new tier of long-term permanent residency for the immigrants to help them come into formal society to become official citizens.
Okay, it seems like the Democrats all have very humane proposals considering immigration policies. But in the end, the main question is how the candidates can convince the voters of their plans. Since Trump got elected, Twitter pretty much turned into his main medium of communication. But this can't be the only way to reach voters. What is your opinion on this?
I actually feel like it definitely can be the main medium of communication. A vast majority of adult people in the US, 79% to be more precise, are connected through social media, and because of that, it is very easy for presidential candidates to reach the demographic directly. Of course, this can't be their only medium for campaigning, but I assume that it might just be the largest at this point.
Yes, the importance of social media has risen in the last few years. Political parties have to take care of that and should have a broad appearance on those platforms in order to reach their voters. Especially young voters almost exclusively inform themselves about current issues there. For example, Bernie Sanders acknowledges it and thus is about to broaden his campaign to social media and has the most followers as a Democratic candidate. Sanders has his own talk show on Facebook that has millions of views, what supports him in shaping his messages. He outlines that those strategies benefit from the direct contact to the voters.
It does sound convincing. For example, because it is so easy to reach people through social media, Trump manages to polarize through addressing the fears of his voters immediately. This, in combination with his usage of a very strong and sometimes even offensive language, leads to people being able to relate to him. He creates a sort of closeness to people he has never even met before. And that is an aspect of social media that not only Trump, but also many other political candidates can use to their advantage.
You're right, and I think that this is his most powerful strength. Thus, I think it is likely that he gets re-elected, as he still is able to persuade American citizens by his point of view, which reflects the climate of opinion.
Yes, he was able to reflect the general atmosphere back in 2016 and still does it today, but I think that a lot of people's opinions changed and many of his former voters realized that he did not fulfill all his plans, which were the reason why they voted for him in the first place. So there is the chance that one of the Democratic candidates reflects the general opinion better than Trump currently does.
Unfortunately, I doubt that, but I hope that there will be a Democratic president from 2020 on again. but as politicians nowadays do a lot of their publicity and gaining of voters through social media, and therefore the climate of opinion there and the appearance of the candidates will decide the presidential election 2020 at the end of the day.
I definitely agree with you.